That's right. We're right here this afternoon with the one and only Becky McIntosh. How you doing, Becky?
After that introduction, I'm doing just great.
Well, that's good. That's good. I tell you what, it is a beautiful day out there today. Hasn't it been great? Wasn't the weather fabulous yesterday?
It was. I felt like it was September.
I know. It was fabulous.
All day long. And today, too, was
and
great.
And today, high of 86 right now. Not bad at all. Mm-hmm. We're going to be down to 61 tonight.
My goodness.
Isn't that great?
It is. It is. It's wonderful.
I don't suppose we could say that we've slid through and not gotten any hotter, because August is here, so probably not. But
as long as it stays, we'll take it, won't we?
Absolutely. So, of course, you work with healthy learners, and a lot of good stuff is always happening with healthy learners. You know, one of the things that I think when you say healthy learners, people don't always know what healthy learners is. Can you tell us what healthy learners is?
I will absolutely tell you, and I agree with you. I think the title, I wish it was a little bit more descriptive, because we work with children in public school from early childhood all the way through high school seniors. And our goal is to ensure that the lack of health care is not a barrier to children being successful in school. So our focus is on that group of individuals from four-year-olds till they graduate from high school. And our focus is on helping them stay healthy, that they stay in school and they graduate. So it's a pretty lean focus. And that's our group, and that's what we do to ensure that they stay in, and they have those successes so that they will stay in school and graduate.
Well, there's nothing worse as a child than to not be able to read because you can't see.
Right.
To not be able to see the board and, you know, nobody can understand why you can't get the simple mechanics. Well, if you can't see the board, you can't do it.
Right.
Or the child that can't hear.
Right. All those examples, that's exactly who we take care of, who we help whenever the parents cannot.
Right.
And we always work with a school nurse. That's the person that contacts our office, contacts our program manager, is Elaine Copeland. When she gets that call or that fax, she immediately goes to work on whatever needs to be done to get that child an appointment, while the school nurse works with the parent to get their signature and approval. Of course, nothing happens without that.
Sure. And of course, you've had some great stories and great successes on things that have happened with children over the years. And I think it is amazing how little you work with to make these monumental accomplishments.
That's right. I'm going to tell you a new story that I haven't told on air before. This was a child in probably 4-year-old or 5-year-old that just didn't mind. You know, was a good child, did his work, was a little boy, did his work. But when the teacher says, okay, we're all going to go circle up, you know, in a circle on the floor, he doesn't follow. And if it's the group is going in outside to do something and they all know what to do when they get out there, when he gets out there, he wanders off the wrong direction. And so that, you know, that's a frustration for a teacher.
Sure.
Because you've always got to, you know, all right, go get whatever his name was. I'll say Teddy, because that was my son's name. Go get Teddy. Go get Teddy. So someone might hear this and think I'm talking about my Teddy, but anyway, I'm not. So they're asked the counselor to come in and try to work with him a little bit. And she did, and she talked to him and you know, just sitting down like you and I are, and he was fine. He listened, and she'd ask him to do things, and he would do it, and he was very compliant, friendly. But then she walked out the door, and as she was coming back in, she started talking to him, and there was no reaction. The little boy had a hearing issue. He could hear, but only from the front of him. He couldn't hear anything from behind him. So if a teacher is in the back of the room and says, let's all do this, he doesn't hear it. Now, the teacher, of course, got a hold of the parent, and they said, well, we know he's always got, you know, you're right. I didn't really put two and two together, but sometimes it's very frustrating to ask him over and over and over again to do something until I go and shake him up, and then, oh, he'll go do it. So Healthy Learners was brought in, and they were able to get him an appointment with an audiologist and get him what he needed And it took time, and it took some therapy, but help him. And it was a situation where the parents couldn't have done that. They didn't have the resources. So that's just one news story. And it has a wonderful happy ending because he was able to develop and change and become, you know, I think like 90% of his hearing. So it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
We don't get a lot of hearing issues. That's why I bring that one up. Most our biggest need is dental, mm-hmm. and then eyesight, glasses, prescriptions. Those three are the top three.
Now, where does the money come from for Healthy Learners? How do you, you're a nonprofit organization, so where does the money come from?
Well, we have two wonderful supporters. One is the Self Family Foundation. They helped us initially and have continued to every year since 2005. So we've been here 12 years now. And they are actually the organization that was looking statewide for a program that focused on children's health. And then they learned about Healthy Learners. So that's one funding partner. Another is Self Regional Healthcare. They were brought on early, in the very beginning, and they saw the value of this program. They know that children that get to see a doctor during the week is less likely to visit the emergency room on the weekend. Mm-hmm. They have been a very good supporter throughout the 12 years. Also, we are United Way agency and Greenwood County Community Foundation. Since they came, really their inception, they each year have given us a grant. Now, in addition to all of that, the wonderful people in Greenwood, we have some family foundations that support us. We have individuals that support us. We have some organizations like the Kiwanis, Greenwood Rotary Club, Sertoma Club. Those three just come to mind immediately that you know have supported us. The Golden Kiwanis also did. So that's wonderful. And then the big spelling bee, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
Exactly. Yes. So how much money does it take a year to take care of all these?
Well, our budget, $300,000. When I started doing this, our budget was $295,000.
Okay.
And I've been in it for 2.5 years. So right now it's a little bit over $300,000. And with that, you've got, you know, full-time professional staff, two. A registered nurse.
Two. That's not overly, you don't have an overstaffed here.
No, very lean organization. And right. Having been at Piedmont Tech for 31 years, I know how important that is because we learned and stressed the value of lean. So Elaine is the program manager and pretty much works in the office. All her contacts come from school nurses. And also she is the one that each year renews the partnership agreements with our partner providers, doctors, which include doctors or dentists, doctors or audiologists, doctors or pediatricians. All of those different ones make a commitment every year to renew their agreement with us. And so Elaine manages all of that. And then Alice is the full-time student coordinator, and she's the one that drives the van. So Elaine coordinates, gets the appointments, those parent providers, partner providers know when there's a call, their staff knows, whatever, to give us an appointment because that child's going to be there and that there's a real need because it's already something's already happened that the school nurse is aware of, that the parents are not able to assist, and so we do. And I'm sorry, I've gone on and I forgot your original question.
No, I asked you what the budget was. But budget. It's very interesting because if I remember from last year, you were actually expanding the coverage area that you were involved with.
Right. And that's why when you asked me the budget, I thought, oh, Becky, you should, you know, I should know that figure, but I haven't because we did expand, you're right, in 2 years ago to Ware Shoals. Mm-hmm. And then this past year, we expanded to 96, which has a high school and a middle school and an elementary school and a primary school. So there's four schools there and two in Ware Shoals. So we're growing.
Right. And I presume the need is growing,
The need is growing. Another expense for us, of course, is a van, mm-hmm. to keep a van running and to keep it gassed up. And actually, because we're growing, we got a second van this spring.
How about that?
Yes, we got our second van, which is a real, typically, Alice is the one that does all the driving, picks up the children, takes them to their appointment, takes them back to school. But it's become too many times when it's hard to always know exactly how long that appointment's going to take. So if there's another one scheduled and she knows that she can't make the turnaround on time, then Elaine hops out there in her own car. Well, now Elaine has a van that she can also use. So yes, we're growing.
Yeah, no, it's a, you know, and I think a lot of people probably don't know Healthy Learners actually started with a group of out of Columbia.
They did. They started in Columbia. It was a dentist who recognized there were children coming to him that were well beyond when they should have been to their first dentist appointment. He was familiar with or connected somehow to the Sisters of Charity of St. Augustine, and they got together along with Providence Hospital, which was owned by Sisters of Charity. Now, it's since been sold by Sisters of Charity, but at that time. And John Heidel was the CEO of
right.
Providence Hospital, which also helped so much when 5 years later they decided, because they started in 1997, when I guess it was about 10 years later when they decided to expand, that John Heidel was then in Greenwood at Self Regional. When Self Family Foundation reached out to them, it was a perfect fit.
And also, there aren't that other many. There aren't as many other organizations across the state either. Is it? There's one here. Is there any others? One in Columbia?
Beyond the big one in Columbia, which serves the two counties, Richmond and
Richland
and Lexington counties. Beyond that, then it's Georgetown, mm-hmm. Greenwood, Allendale, and Dillon, and that's it.
That's
so
it.
We're very fortunate, very very fortunate to have the program. Every once in a while I'll be talking with a group, because that's a lot of what I do is talk with any kind of group I'll talk with, and there'll be someone in the group from Abbeville and say, oh my goodness, this sounds like a fascinating program, a wonderful program, we need it in our schools, how can we get it? And that's a difficult question for me to answer, because for us, you know, it all lined up when you've got a funding organization like Self mm-hmm. Family Foundation looking at that particular need in our county. And then, of course, the hospital, the Sisters of Charity.
Sure.
So it takes the county to have a grassroots direction and need and outreach to get it going.
Yeah. So, anyways, it is a fantastic program. It helps when parents aren't able to get a child to an appointment simply because they can't get off of work. Correct.
Correct. Or it might be that there's a single parent at home without transportation, or with smaller children that she needs to care for. A lot of different scenarios, and sometimes it is just no matter where you go, there's going to be some cost. Even with insurance, mm-hmm. there's deductibles, and sometimes families are just barely able to put food on the table to make ends meet because of other, you know, things happen in life, and you need to buy this and you need to buy that, and something breaks down and whatever, and so sometimes it's just a pure cost factor.
Sure. And, you know, the end result, if you have healthy children going to school and learning and everything, they'll be able to learn and succeed and hopefully become taxpayers.
Exactly. We part of our mission is that we really look at poverty from the grassroots. And if these children, just what you said, Anne, if they can be successful and stay in school, and graduate. I love it. We just dovetail with the Greenwood Promise.
Yeah, that's true.
We really do. It, you know.
And I think another figure that people here in Greenwood would be surprised to know is how much childhood poverty there is here in Greenwood County compared to the state and compared to our national levels. We are, I would say, off the charts.
We are. The data that I have, the last data, comes from Kids Count. This is national data, 2015, got reported at the end of 2016. 34.7, that's a pretty high figure. 34.7
over a third of
the children that live in Greenwood County between the ages of four, preschool, if they're in preschool, and finishing high school, live below the poverty line.
34.
Live below the poverty line.
34
right.
point what?
Seven.
It's almost
35, but it is 34.7, and statewide in South Carolina, it's 27, the average.
That's,
you take everybody,
huge.
It is, and we're higher, and yet you look around this beautiful county that we live in.
Correct.
You know, I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it, you know, the colleges that we have there, the industry, and the diversity in the industry, it keeps continuing to come to Greenwood, and the businesses, and the healthy schools, the healthy churches. I mean, the whole community is, and it's beautiful too. The subdivisions are just, it's a beautiful area. But within all of that, there's also poverty that we are addressing to help to make sure that these kids stay in school.
Absolutely. So when you look around and you think, gosh, things can't be that bad, you know, it's like the backpack program. I mean, that's one of my favorite programs for kids, because it's a known fact that if you send a child home on the weekend, they don't have nutritious food. I can't remember what day, but Tuesday, if they go back on Monday, it's Tuesday or Wednesday before they can start learning again, because their brains haven't been getting food for a weekend. So the backpack program is another one of the programs I'm really high on, and glad to see that that's been able to expand as much as it has, because it's making a big difference in kids when they come back on Monday. They go to breakfast, they have lunch, and they're able to learn.
Right.
And if they can learn, then they can stay in school. If we can address problems such as dental problems, seeing problems, hearing problems, then we can knock out another reason why either A, they drop out of school, or B, they can't do well because they can't learn.
Right. I agree with you 100%. I think the backpack program is a phenomenal program, and I'm excited to see it starting again this fall. 2,700 backpacks, packages. The packages were packed last week.
That's unbelievable.
2,700.
Yes. And that's enough to last from the very beginning of school through
the Christmas break. And that, of course, is United Way. And it's a great program that they have going.
Yep. So glad to see that program is growing and getting bigger and bigger. When we come back after the news, we are going to be talking about the spelling bee, the Healthy Learner Spelling Bee. It's an adult spelling bee. That's right. They want adults to be able to spell. This is, are you smarter than a fifth grader in spelling? Yes, that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. So my very special guest today is Becky McIntosh. She is with Healthy Learners. Hope you're going to stay tuned. Hey, if you got a question, you know, we're right here at our studio right here at WCRS now. Give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Good.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here live from WCRS Studio, 637 East Durst Avenue. And of course, we are excited to have our whole operation together again right here. That's right. We're going to be together right here. We're working on some new plans. A new chapter, shall we say, is developing for Sharp Facets, and we're excited about that. So you got to stay tuned, and hopefully by the end of the week, we'll be ready to rock and roll. What do you think, Becky? You think it's any possibility? You've looked around here.
Well, things that look great. You know, when you're in the middle of a move, and we've all been in the middle of a move,
right?
It's rough, but I think you're doing great.
Well,
it'll be nice to see the finished product.
Yes, and we'll be doing a big event once we do have it all finished for everybody. So looking forward to that. But anyways, check out our Facebook page, WCRS.AM Radio, to keep up with what's going on. Become a friend. And look forward on Sharp Facets Gallery's Facebook page to see what's going on. But today we are here with Becky McIntosh, who is has done a really great job. And, you know, sometimes you just have to say it, that you've done a really great job of coming up with something different, you know, for a promotion, for a fundraiser. And, of course, that's an adult spelling bee. And I know when you started down this road, you thought, well, I don't know if this will work. But, boy, has it been successful.
It has really been successful. And I think it's because it's a team event. And I'm almost thinking about next year, we'll call it, right now we call it the Friends of Healthy Learners. That's the organization. It's the Friends of Healthy Learners Adult Spelling Bee. It's the Adult Team Spelling Bee. Because what I hear over and over again is, if I talk to someone new about joining it, they'll say, oh, I can't spell. Oh, I can't spell. It doesn't matter. You're going to be a part of a team, a four-member team. So we, Anne, are bursting at the seams with new teams this year. I am so excited.
Well, let's see. How many teams did you have last year?
Last year, we had 49.
Okay. Your first year?
First year, we had 36. Now, let me say up front that Dr. Johnson, Daryl Johnson, the superintendent of schools, loves healthy learners because he knows what we do for kids in school. So when I first talked to him about what we wanted to do, he said every school will have a team. And that was 18 teams right off the bat. So we were excited. So the first year to have 36 teams, that means 18 other community, either agencies or companies, businesses, churches, schools, colleges, jumped on board. And when I say schools, all the schools are in. But so we were thrilled. And then grew by 50% year two to 49 teams. And this year we're looking for 55, which means that we wanted to bring in six new teams.
That's awesome.
Or more.
You said you believe right now you would max out at 60. So if 60 came on board this year, that would be okay.
Right. We can go up to 60 this year. We have a wonderful, another sponsor, in a sense, the rental center works with us on the tables and chairs. And so we're prepared for 60. Our goal is 55, but who knows? We might hit 60.
That's right. And then that's going to top it out. And
that will top it out, yeah. Yes. And because we're at Emerald High School Gymnasium, and when you put four adults, a team, on one end of the table, and you've got four adults on the other end of the table, and then you've got a judge standing for each team, and they're all doing this simultaneously, you know, you come to the point where this is it. This is all we can handle. And plus, we have such a good time.
Now, this fundraiser has raised unbelievable amounts of money.
Yes. First year, $18,000. Again, grew. Second year, $27,000. Our goal this year is 30, and I feel confident that we will surpass our goal.
Wow. Now, how is the setup for people that maybe are listening out there and saying, I might be interested in this? How does it work?
Okay, the way it works is you'd like to form a team, and believe me, teams come from all over the place. And I talked to Matthews Lions Club Monday night, and a week ago today, and they came right back and said, yes, we are going to have a team. I told them about Healthy Learners first, of course. And then told them about the spelling
bee. So out of a whole group, they found four that they think can spell.
Well, four that'll give it a good shot. How's
right.
that?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's different groups. There's four friends that do it. They're called the Mystery Club. There are the churches that do it. There's businesses and industry. Sports Break has a team, mm-hmm. and they love it. They have a good time because these four people, you have 30 seconds to collaborate. You know, confer on how to spell, let's say, psoriasis. Mm-hmm. And then after 30 seconds of discussion, then Shell Dula blows the whistle loud on that microphone to say, stop, and then spell the word. They've got 15 seconds to spell the word, and then the judge is right there. So this clicks along, boom, boom, boom. And we march right through an easy round, mm-hmm. which everybody loves, and then a intermediate round. Got to throw some tough ones in there. And then the difficult rounds, it gets harder as you go along. And then the final round is the challenge round. So we finish everything in 2 hours.
That's pretty amazing.
Your question on how someone says, that sounds like really a lot of fun. Let's do that. Let's have my garden club do that. Or let's have my Sunday school class do that. You can call me and I will get you the information right away. Or you can come by here and I'll leave some with Ann. And it's a form. It's $200. Mm-hmm. Remember, this is a charity function.
Right.
It's $200 for the team.
So that's $50
a person. $50 a person, right?
Yep.
And then if you get a word wrong, this is what's really fun. Get the word spelled wrong. The judge raises a red flag, and that means you have to leave. Or you can buy the word for $20. I mean, what's $20?
Right.
Take a $20 out of your pocket to stay in the competition.
There you go.
So I remember when I say the word psoriasis, because that was, I think, the first word in the difficult round last year. And they're all trying to spell psoriasis. And then when the enunciator actually spelled it, it was like, oh, it was all these moans and groans. And then the other other tables are going, yay, yay, because we got it. So, you know, but then, hey, what's 20 bucks? We're going to stay in the competition.
Exactly. So you count on not only that $200, but those $20 to stay in. Now, it gets to the point, though, where you can't buy your way in any longer.
That's correct. When it gets to the fourth round. Otherwise, Ann, I believe, some people are very, very, very competitive, and I love them for being competitive. I think we'd be there till midnight. Because they're just going to say, well, let's just buy the word. Let's just buy the word. So the last round.
Well, $20 a clip, you don't really notice it, do you? Here, take 20. I'm still in.
And then there's people in the audience. This actually came up after the first year when we were planning for last year. I was asked twice, well, if I'm watching and I want a team down there to win and they're out of money or,
right.
you know,
they don't have
can
any
I
20s.
Raise my hand and give them, 20 bucks? And we said, sure. So last year, we announced that up front, and that happened a couple of times. All of a sudden, someone's in the audience raising their hand, and one of our friends of Healthy Learners, who are all identified just because we were dressed alike, we all have some kind of white blouse on, black pants, we run up there and grab that $20 and take it to whatever table they want to take it to. So it engages the audience, too.
That's terrific. So the final round, though, you can't buy your way out of it.
You cannot, yes. And those words are difficult. Well, there is a difficult round. Then the challenge round, you know. But when we got to the challenge round, I think we still had, out of 49, we probably still had 20 teams in it by choice. And well, wow. Some because they hadn't.
You can't have your cell phone there, huh?
No cell phones.
Come on. How can you spell? Spell checker. Here we come.
No. They have to. They can't have them. Now, they did have them because whenever we'd take a break between each round, you'd see them check it. You know, pull something up,
you're
but
right.
They have no idea what the words are. I've had an interesting question, Ann. Each year, this is the third year, once in a while someone say, well, where do we get the word list to study? I said, what?
Well, in school you do get, you know, you have that list, I guess, yes.
No word list to study. You just have to work as a team. And, you know, and among four people, someone's going to say, oh, no, it's like this, and then whatever. So, yeah, no, you can study, I suppose, looking at national word lists. I don't know.
Now, who won last year?
Last year, the winning team was Ware Shoals School District 51. They were, yep. And they actually won third place the first year.
Wow.
The first place was Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes, it was.
Now, just out of curiosity, were these younger people or older people?
Oh, a variety. They're all adults.
Right.
There was nobody in school.
But I mean, of the winning team, Ware Shoals, were they older or younger? Because my philosophy is here that younger people can't spell as well as older people.
Huh.
Because, we used to have to learn to spell, and now spell check. So just curious.
I do know that they're all current employees of Ware Shoals School District, including their superintendent, Dr.
Right.
Sprouse, was on the team. I believe a gentleman was their principal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these are seasoned.
They weren't 25.
No.
Okay. That's where I was going with
but
this.
But you know
Becky.
What? I will say this.
Yes.
There was one team 2 years ago that were all rather young. And they stayed a long time, and when they finally got their first
rejection, they couldn't handle it.
They left. But I was impressed at how long they stayed before they ever had to pay. At that point, they just decided not to. So that, you know.
They couldn't cut the mustard.
I know.
There you go. All right. Well, we're here with Becky McIntosh. We are talking about Healthy Learners. Now, Becky, you said they could call you. What's your number to call?
993-6501.
Okay.
And can I just
sure.
toss out who our sponsors are?
Sure.
I don't know where we are in time.
Well, we were going to take a little break. We'll
okay.
come back in just a second. But if you are thinking you might like a team, how about go ahead and call Becky, and she would love to talk to you about it. 993-6501. When we talk about sponsors, they're always looking for more sponsors. There's never too many sponsors, are there, Becky?
Never.
Never. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos. So I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafé Cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Hey, that's right. We're right back here. WCRS 98.5 FM and, of course, the original 1450 AM. Gosh darn, coming up in September, we got another anniversary coming up, Becky. 76 years of WCRS here in Greenwood.
Incredible.
It is incredible. It is incredible. And so much fun and so much growth and good things going on. And I love talking to people about things that are coming up and going on in Greenwood. And, of course, the Healthy Learner Spelling Bee is coming up September 26th. And it is from 6:30 to 8:30. Now, is there any admission fee to go as a participant or just to watch
it? It's free, right?
Free. Mm-hmm. So this is something to put on the calendar. It is at Emerald High School at the auditorium there.
Yeah, at the gym.
At the gym. And so there'll be plenty of room, and it's a great facility there. And, of course, you've got some personalities that will be helping you out with this. Who's helping you out with it this year?
Well, our Master of Ceremonies, again, for the third year, Senator Nicholson.
Oh, my God. Yes. What a card that is. Okay.
Well, he loves healthy learners. Yep. He definitely loves healthy learners. And our enunciator is Monique Sakay Bagwell.
Sure.
She does the enunciations. Our timekeeper is Shell Dula.
So
and
you've got
and,
quite
you know,
a group.
He's up there with a microphone, and he doesn't even want to sit down. He just blows that whistle when it's time. So that's what keeps it. That's why we never have gone past 8:30. Well, we've done it twice. We haven't gone past 8:30 because he keeps us moving.
And, of course, that keeps the crowd engaged, too.
Yes. You know, nobody gets bored, that's for sure.
That's great. So there is room for more teams.
Yes, and we're getting close. So if you're interested, again, 993-6501, call me, because we're getting close. But right now, we still have openings. Yes.
Okay. You can have up to 60 teams. How many do you have right now?
I think we have about 55.
Wow.
I think so. Because, not that are paid, but I know there's several
commitment,
teams that have been in it 2 years already, and they say, of course, we're coming back.
Sure.
Teams like Sports Break and several churches, First Pres, Lady of the Lord's Chorus, Greenwood ARP Church, those churches, Main Street, Lander Piedmont Tech, Self Regional Healthcare. Some new ones. Oh, County Bank has been there both years, and Stony Point has a team, South State Bank. I mean, they're all over the place. They come from so many different directions. Fuji.
And, of course, all the schools, I guess,
schools, plus Ware Shoals District, plus 96th District they added last year, and they came with five teams, the district office plus a team from each school. That was awesome. I do want to mention that what's unique about this starting last year was there's a mother and two daughters they call themselves the Still Girls. George Nolan was a friend of Healthy Learners, mm-hmm. and a wonderful friend of Healthy Learners, and he was co-chair of our very first event. And last year they wanted to do something special for George and created the Still Girls Legacy Sponsorship, which is a big sponsorship, which we really appreciate it, and they did this for 3 years. So this will be the second year that this event is in memory of George Nolan. He was our first master judge down on the corner, or not in the corner, it's kind of like on the field of a tennis tournament right there. So if there's any discrepancy between a judge and a team, then he would come and check that out. And that's another person that will be there this year in that role is Roy Hemphill. He will be our master judge this year. But so George, wonderful man. Did you know George Nolan?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, he is just a wonderful man, and he's done a lot of traveling, he and Phyllis together. And so this year we reached out to some of their friends, and they've lived in the north, and they have friends in Texas and Nevada and Canada and England and Pennsylvania, because we've had people from all those areas contribute to our spelling bee this year.
That's terrific.
Because it's in memory of George Nolan. It's
That's
been
terrific.
A wonderful tribute to him to keep his legacy alive, because he loved Healthy Learners. He saw that there was a need, and he joined the Friends of Healthy Learners organization, which, another thing, if anyone would like to do that, just call that same number. I would love to have more. We can always add. And what that group does is plan this event.
Mm-hmm.
That's primarily
That's
what that
job
group
is.
Does. It takes
yep.
a lot of people to put together an
sure.
event like this. Okay.
But now you wanted to talk about some of your sponsors. Yes. on this big spelling bee coming up the 26th of September.
Our gold premier sponsor is Ascend Performance Materials. They were last year. Then the Steel Girls have the legacy sponsorship. In addition, Ballantyne is a premier sponsor and has been all along. Don and Cindy Scott, good friends of Healthy Learners. Northland Communications, Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church is now a sponsor. The Links of Stony Point have been from the beginning. Self-Regional Healthcare, Sunny 103.5, and of course, WCRS 1450, 98.5.
Yes, there you go.
Yep, so that's one. We have some supporting sponsors, Rush Heating and Cooling, Allegra Printing, and Phyllis Nolan this year is a supporting sponsor. So that really helps in terms of adding to what we can do and how many children that we can serve. And I do want to mention that we had our new teams this year coming on board. I love it. Davis and Floyd are new to the group. Red Seal Measurement, Matthews Lions Club, proud to have them on board. Mount Moriah Baptist Church coming on board. St. Mark, Church of the Resurrection, and Tranquil United Methodist. Those are all new coming on this year, and it's so exciting to realize or to see when a group or organization or whatever it is learns about Healthy Learners and they say, yes, we want to support, we want to have an adult team, and we're there.
Yep. So this is an adult spelling bee. It's fun, it's entertaining, and most importantly, it helps the kids be able to get what they need. And with 34.7% children living below the poverty level in Greenwood County alone, this is something that can have tangible results for now and for the future.
That's right.
So
absolutely.
It's huge. It's huge.
One more thing. We've talked about the first place teams, and I should also say that last year, second place team was the Greenwood Humane Society. They got on board and said, we're going to have a team, because the charities are wonderful in Greenwood. We all support each other best we can.
Sure.
So, you know, four members or four, you know, supporters of the Greenwood Humane Society put together a team. And they actually came in second place. They had
Did they have
time.
Their dogs with them?
No.
Are you sure? How about the cats? Did they bring cats? No. Iguanas?
No. And third place was Springfield Elementary. So I wanted to make sure I said that. And the first year, second place was the Greenwood ARP Reformed Presbyterian Church. So we've, you know,
we've had a lot of variety of people
and
winning.
And Stony Point were third place in year one.
So
the teams, you never know who is going to come out on top.
Sure.
You really don't know.
Now, just out of curiosity, I'm just going to throw this out. Can you have any substitutors for the team, or do the four team members have to be all the way through?
Well, they have to be there for the duration of the
That's what I meant. They,
right, for that only, 2 hour
to
period.
Only four people can be chosen. You can't have a backup where somebody tag teams out and says, I'll take over.
Well, that's never happened. I think the only way that we might say that's okay, let's say somebody gets sick.
Right.
But, we don't even ask for their names up front, because we realize that things happen and we might, you know, and if someone signs up in June, they may not know. So we don't even ask for who is on your team until the night of the event.
Okay.
That's one of those questions, Anne, that of course you pop something up.
Well,
never
I just
come up
was
before.
Thinking, you know, if somebody said, "Ah, you can't spell nothing, you're out of here. Bring me somebody else."
I don't think they'd say that.
You never know in today's climate, Becky. It could happen. Hey, you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. My very special guest today has been Becky McIntosh with the Adult Spelling Bee for Healthy Learners. Let's give Becky's telephone number one more time in case you got any questions. Want to give her a call?
993-6501.
That's right, 993-6501. Becky, thanks so much for coming out today, and we'll be looking forward to hear how this is going, and I'll get a little closer, and we'll have you on to tell us what's going to happen at the Spelling Bee.
Great. I can't wait to come back.
All right. Thank you so much. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.